Taking the stage for the first time since leaving office, former President Donald Trump called for Republican unity, even as he exacerbated intra-party divisions, in a speech that made clear he intends to remain a dominant political force.
We're ready for President Trump to come back.
Judging by the crowd's reaction, the former president didn't disappoint Martha Kochade or others attending the Conservative Political Action Conference.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. That's true.
While Trump called for Republican unity, he also ripped GOP leaders who accused him of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
Instead of attacking me and, more importantly, the voters of our movement, top establishment Republicans in Washington should be spending their energy in opposing Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the Democrats.
Trump acknowledged that courts have rejected his claims of election fraud, but dismissed it.
The Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki brushed off the remarks, saying the Biden administration's focus is certainly not on what President Trump is saying at CPAC. Ben Thomas, Washington.